Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, and welcome to an encore presentation of Databank Brawl. This is a show we started way back in 2016 and ran all the way through early 2020. The episodes are buried deep in our archives, so we are re-releasing them, starting with episode one.
If you've never heard Databank Brawl, here's the deal. We pick two characters from the Star Wars databank and then make up a deadly fight between them. Pain, shame, and comedy ensue.
Yes, we hope you enjoy the jokes we made on purpose and the random comments about the future of Star Wars, which are now hilariously outdated. So with no further ado, here is Databank Brawl Rewind. As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there. Actually, he said it at least twice and probably more, but those are the ones that are canon that I know about. And welcome to Databank Brawl. The best way to start off a Star Wars podcast is to correct yourself about canon. That's the kind of podcast you're listening to. This is Databank Brawl, the podcast where we learn about Star Wars characters, discuss them, talk about our feelings, and then make them fight for our amusement and hopefully yours. With me, as always, is Mr. Ken Nabsok.
That's right. So happy to be here. One of my favorite shows of all time across any board or any canon. This is, I'm so excited when you say and you call me up, let's go record some databanks. I get excited for these.
Let's make some Star Wars characters punch each other. I'm your host. My name is Joseph Scrimshaw. We've had several episodes now, and we've been getting great suggestions from you guys on Twitter with the hashtag databankbrawl. This is the first one we're going to do that's just a straight-up match that was suggested by one of you guys. Keep asking for suggestions. Feel free to send in matches that you would like to see, but also feel free to just send in specific, probably obscure characters that you would like to hear about, because we like learning about the characters as well as making them actually fight, and we like making up the battles. So send us suggestions not only of fights, but also just individual characters that you would like to appear in a fight so we can match them up. This one, however, from Trevor Timmis, is a straight-up match that Trevor suggested, and it is going to be, I think, pretty violent and gross.
Oh,
and I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
This is nice because it crosses timelines of Star Wars. Mm-hmm. This is Unkar Plot versus Orn Free Ta.
Okay, wow, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Very similar blobs there.
Yes, there are similar blobs, and I think that was probably the inspiration of which angry blobs can we get to go at each other? There's a lot of angry blobs in Star Wars, right. So this is a great matchup of angry blobs.
I'm doing on-the-fly research, and again, for those listening, I don't know these names until Joseph mentions them.
Yeah, nobody ever does. So we start with our baseline of information comes from StarWars.com databank. It is the freshest, most recent absolute canon that you can get on these characters, and then sometimes we go to Wikipedia for any additional information, but we always look under the canon, not legends, because that's the thing with these obscure characters is there's a lot of crazy stuff out there under the wild reality of the expanded universe, now legends, so we stick to just canon here in our databank fight, so we get to learn a little bit about these characters before they blobs punch each other. So let's get to the learning so we can get to the punching. Like my grandma used to say, let's get through the learning so we can get to the punching. My grandmother never said that. Here we go. Unkar Plot. This is what StarWars.com databank says about him. A hulking Krolut, C-R-O-L-U-T-E, Krolut? A hulking Krolut, Unkar Plot is the junk boss of Jakku, doling survival rations out to scavengers in return for salvage from the graveyard of ships. The ruthless Unkar uses hired muscle to enforce his stranglehold on barter, sending his thugs to punish any scavenger who dares dabble in unauthorized trades or negotiates too aggressively. The blobfish, as scavengers call him behind his broad back, has collected all manner of weapons, gears, and ships over the years, including a battered Corellian freighter he keeps under a tarp on the outskirts of Nima Outpost. That's what StarWars.com databank has to say. Another great thing about this podcast is learning when StarWars.com databank's kind of mean. He's called the blobfish behind his broad back. Really doubling down on the insults there.
I mean, I was going to say God bless to the staff at StarWars.com.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote that, but that's poetry.
It is a beautiful turn of phrase. So you've been describing the physical appearances of these people. So can you describe Unkar Plot?
Yes, I will. I'm going to have to look it up. I was doing some research on Orn Free Ta. But Unkar Plot featured prominently, of course, in Force Awakens, and very much fun because it is Simon Pegg who portrays him in the movie, and it was always fun to get to see super fan Simon Pegg have such a fun role. He is a Krolut, like you said. He is 1.8 meters tall.
All right.
Eye color black, skin color tan. I don't think they don't list it here, but I have to wonder about odor.
Yes, it seems like unless one of the things he barters for is some sort of a Krolut-specific deodorant, that he's probably a little on the odorous side. He's swollen. His face is swollen,
that's
right?
That's a good way to describe it.
Got a very swollen face, and then his flesh is, his arms are ridged, right? And he's kind of, it's not rolling fat. It's like a hard chitinous almost rolls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, there's a lot of folds going on there as well, though. I don't think he's sans folds by any stretch of the imagination there. But
another great Star Wars name, sans folds. So many great Star Wars names. So I really like this character because at first he just appears to be this cruel guy who locks down the way this mm-hmm. society on Jakku works. Yeah. But then we see his arm in the flashback to Rey being dropped off, and it appears yeah. as though he has some sort of parental or mentor role, at least, or that he bought her.
Or just a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
Or a bigger place in the plot.
Yeah, yeah, a bigger place in the plot for plot. And he's got a great voice. One of my favorite lines is his line of, I will pay you for him. Because just the way it's delivered, it sounds like he's throwing up in his mouth. He says, I'll pay you for him.
And I enjoy the, that's mine! It's the Falcon flies away.
Yeah, and every time I have seen the film, I expect him to say, that's my ship. Because I felt like that would have been a easier to understand, clearer line. But nope, that's mine! Do you have emotional reactions to Onkar Plutt?
I do. Again, I mentioned it. Once I saw the character on screen, and it's definitely got a layer of CGI over it. It's some practical, some CGI for sure. But I knew right away it was Simon Pegg's character, just because we had seen him with the mask off, but the similar costume, and that behind-the-scenes footage released at Comic-Con.
Right.
So immediately I'm smiling, going, it's Simon Pegg. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So I had a positive reaction to the character. And then I thought for certain that this was a minor character.
Yeah.
Look, in terms of story of Force Awakens, he is. But in the greater story of Star Wars, there's something more to him. Like you said, maybe it's as simple as he bought Rey as a child, as a slave, to have as a slave or something like that. Or why, whoever, especially if it's Han or Chewie or Lando, some of the theories that people think who dropped Rey off, if it's anyone of importance, why would they put her with Plot?
Yeah.
So it's definitely, there's a layer of intrigue. And so when the character comes back for a couple scenes, and then to hear that the character was supposed to be at Maz Kanata's castle and was cut out.
Yeah.
And that scene is in the novel, and where we finally get to see a Wookiee rip an arm from a socket. It even adds more to my joy of Onkar Plutt being this kind of bad, blobbish fish blob of a character.
Yeah, he is. He seems like in the vein of Jabba, this great cross section of the slovenly and the powerful at the same time. Yeah. And I think we have a deep or a reaction as humans to people who like don't look like they should be that powerful, but they are.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Okay, so I think that's some good coverage of old Onkar. And we'll move on to his combatant, Orn Free Ta. Here is what StarWars.com databank has to say about Orn Free Ta. A corpulent... I'm two words in and it's already mean and funny.
Wow.
A corpulent, corrupt Twi'lek senator from Ryloth, Orn Free Ta was disliked on his homeworld for enriching himself on Coruscant and enmeshing himself in politics, becoming a leading power broker in the Senate. Free Ta was one of the Republic's leading loyalists and a strong backer of the military, but his indulgences made him a symbol of everything the Separatists considered rotten about the Republic. So that's the official entry. There's more detail. Sometimes databank has its one main paragraph, and then other times, if it's a character who's appeared in a lot of different media, they kind of clarify how they've changed over time. Wow. And I don't want to read all of it, but for Orn Free Ta, basically, he initially appears in the prequel films as just like a lousy senator in the back.
Yeah.
But then he's got quite an expanded role because he's in the Clone Wars. He has a real relationship to the rebels on Ryloth in Syndulla, who then has a relationship, obviously being Hera's father, not Orn Free Ta, but Jam Syndulla. And then, as we learn in some of the canon books, he continues with the Empire, and he tries to just be continue to stay in the Senate and just be a kiss ass. But now Syndulla is now fighting against the Empire, and that causes problems for Orn Free Ta and puts pressure on him because Ryloth is potentially one of the sparks for rebellion.
Right.
And in theory, big ol' Orn Free Ta should be taking care of that. And as always, he's doing a shit job.
Yeah, it's Lords of the Sith, Paulus Kemp's book, that Orn Free Ta is featured prominently.
Yeah.
And Clone Wars as well. Tale of the tape on Orn Free Ta. I guess you said he's from Ryloth. He's a Twi'lek, which is interesting because Very clearly, the Twi'lek males in general, not very attractive. The females, the hottest thing in the galaxy.
And Orn Frita is doubling down on that.
Doubling down. 1.84 meters tall, eye color yellow, and skin color blue. And though it's purplish in some areas, which might be the high calorie count, I'm sure this man, this creature, I should say, eats a lot on Ryloth.
Yeah, or more importantly, on Coruscant.
On Coruscant,
because that's correct. I think that,
true. He probably went up there to fine dining, of course.
I think that's what it is. We have never seen another Twi'lek in canon who is heavy set, and I think it is this weird depiction of this is what just gluttony is.
Right.
Is I don't care about my people down on the planet. I'm just going to sit here and eat. If I remember correctly, his name comes from Lucas's children. This is how they said corn fritters. That his daughter said, or his son, I can't remember which, said they couldn't say corn fritters, so they said Orn Frita.
And what?
Much like I always joke, hey, that sounds like a good Star Wars name. Apparently George Lucas did too. And said, sure.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. This is the thing we spend most of our lives talking about, Ken.
Okay. You know what? He named the dog Indiana. All right. Okay.
So Unkar Plot in Orn Frita. Star Wars has a weird history of creating, to use their word, corpulent characters, physically large characters.
Right.
And we're going to take two of these characters that Star Wars creates, and they're the vile versions of them.
Yeah.
And match.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
them up. It's on paper an easy matchup. Trevor, you've given us a matchup of two similarly shaped characters. Similarly, I can't say it. Similar smells. There's a lot of stuff that these guys share. There's their appearance in general. I'm trying to figure out, like I always like to do, is where they're fighting. I'm struggling a little bit, Joseph. I might have to ask you, help me on where they'd fight. I don't think Unkar Plot has ever been to Coruscant, which is an entire planet based around a large city.
Oh, thank you. I didn't.
But I definitely don't see Orn Frita ever going to Jakku.
Right. So I think they would have to be meeting at some sort of neutral location where they would both have business. Now, Orn Frita is greedy. He needs money.
Yeah.
Certainly, Unkar Plot wants resources. He is also a greedy person. We don't know if the Millennium Falcon came to him on Jakku or if he got it somewhere.
Right.
So I'm trying to think of what is a good Star Wars location that's sort of like a bartering place where people sort of an intergalactic kind of a trading place.
Here's where I'm. Yes, you're not wrong. I'm yes anding your improv here.
You can yes but as well.
Yes, but I think Orn Frita is enough of a political schemer and dreamer that he knows he can't go to the normal channels. I'd like to say this happens at Maz Kanata's castle, but I don't think it happens at it.
You think it happens on Tokadana?
I think it happens on Tokadana near it.
Okay.
Unkar Plot, if we're to believe that he follows Solo and Rey and Finn and Chewie to Maz Kanata's castle, we would believe, he knew to go there. That he wasn't just following them, though he could have easily tracked the Falcon, but I think he knew of the place.
Right.
People of his ilk would know who Maz is. Orn Frita might not know who Maz is. I think in this world they do. But he's smart enough to know he can't be seen there.
Right.
So I think they're meeting nearby. I don't know if there's any other cities, but let's just for this argument say that it's a smaller, more wayward castle.
Yeah, yeah. Now, these are both people who have historically hired thugs. So
yes,
maybe there's a personal beef that they're going to settle. They both, I can believe that Unkar would be happy to throw a punch if he needed to, but he's got thugs to do it.
Unkar definitely fought in his youth.
Oh, yeah.
Before he was a fish blob, he knew how to fight. That guy, you know, he's kind of a bully for sure.
But yeah.
Bullies sometimes are scrappy and they've been through the wars before. So I definitely think he knows how to fight. I see whatever's happening between them, we can decide as we go along. There's something that Orn needs from Unkar, and there's something that Unkar wants, but not necessarily needs from Orn Frita. Some kind of political help, political protection, something like that. And Frita might need some kind of goods and services from Unkar.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to transport something, and he's trying to get Unkar services. I think this fight starts at the negotiation table when Frita, clearly looking down on Unkar Plot, says something that Plot just cannot let go, and he begins by leaping across the table and choking him.
Yes. Once again, we have a matchup where it seems like the outcome is pretty obvious. So I feel like the challenge is to figure out how can Orn Frita stay in this battle.
Yeah.
He certainly he has a physical stature, but he's a coward and he likes making other people do his work for him. So I like assuming that they're out there on their own. They don't have any other thugs to call for them.
Yeah, for the sake of this argument, yeah, the thugs, because Plot would definitely have thugs, and Frito would have some sort of military guard,
military-like
guard. And you're right. For the sake of this argument, can we do this like gentlemen or like gentle corpulent beasts? Can we go solve this by ourselves? Don't worry about us.
Brother boss, we're going to get a drink. That drink is mine.
And so they go off to the side. They've begun choking. And you're right. Frita is documented. It's canon that he's a little coward.
He's a coward. So Unkar's got to push him. Something deep down inside of Orn Frita, something that he takes pride in so that Orn Frita will fight back. Because that's the central question. Unless Orn Frita is deeply offended to awaken some of the rebellious spirit of the rest of the Twi'leks.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to get pounded by Unkar.
And I think he begins to get pounded. Like I said, Plot's choking him. He flies over the table as best he can. he blobs over the table, knocking over whatever food they were eating. And I'm sure Ornfrieda had a lot of food there, and he was chomping down.
Yeah, I think it's probably like part of his negotiating strategy.
Food's there, but there's utensils around and everything.
Ah, utensils.
Utensils. So there, he's choking him. He's, and Frita's like, he's slapping at his hands, like trying to get him off. Frita's a coward. And now Plot is a heel in terms of wrestling, babyface heel. They're both heels.
Yeah. Big ol' heels.
But Frita, what makes a heel on wrestling is his ability to cheat. And fight or flight, this is life or death. The life force is being choked out of you. You're going to do desperate things, and Frita is definitely desperate, and he's definitely a coward. I think he reaches for something from the table and blinds Plot.
Oh, okay, you think he pokes him.
Whether it be a space fork,
yeah,
or some space salt. Which is canon. I think he immediately takes an advantage that he might not know what to do with that advantage, but he takes the advantage by something from that meal is now in Plot's face. And Plot is now up off him, has stopped choking him, and is going, "My eyes!
This eye is mine!"
Yeah, I like that. So I also think that Ornfrieda, it has many, many folds of his robes, and I mean that actually, literally, he does have lots of big robes.
Right.
There are folds in them. He could have, like, a little blaster hidden in there.
Yeah.
He could have some sort of little vibro staff that maybe extends, like, basically like a baton.
Yeah.
That an extending baton kind of thing.
Yeah.
So maybe he has something to just wail on Plot, because I think that something's got to break his spirit. So maybe whatever he needs from Plot out there was really desperate. He felt really offended by Plot, and then Plot just choked him, and this has awoken his fighting spirit.
Yeah.
So I think he can get out some further weapon and just start wailing on Plot, just letting him have it.
He's getting some shots in, and I think it's a vibro blade type of object. I don't think his hands could form around a trigger. So I don't think it would. They knew the Ryloth, the Rylothian, is that, if that the Rylothian? I don't know. The army, the military complex of the Ryloth movement, they would not give him a gun, because don't give him a gun. It's going to shoot off and going to kill someone we don't want. So it's some sort of weapon, and he's getting shots in. Boom, boom, boom. But let's be honest, Plot has got, there's a reason he's the fish blob, as they call it. The fish blob?
The blobfish.
The blobfish. The reason they call him the blobfish, he's going to absorb some of those shots. So it's not fatal. Normally you'd think it's fatal. And he has some kind of, not armor, but he has an outfit that has some metallic type
stuff. Yeah, and even though he's a blob, it looks hard. He looks like a hardened blob.
So Frieza's getting some shots in, but they're not landing. All right, if you're judging the shots at home, it's like 40% of these shots are landing.
Yeah.
So it's allowing Plot to kind of recover, stand up, and get back, and he's screaming. And I'm sure his men they're hearing this, but they can't get to it.
Yeah.
So I think Plot recovers enough to gather himself and kind of go back to his youth as a street fighter near Nima Outpost on Jakku. I think, I don't know if Plot came from whatever planet he came from. Is there
Krolut.
Krolut planet? Does that have a planet?
Yeah, maybe Kroluts are from Krolot. Who knows?
Which wasn't destroyed with the Hosnian system.
Hosnian Prime system.
So I think the fight is on at this point.
Yeah.
But Frieza better get to his feet, and I don't know if he's capable of getting to his feet quickly enough.
No. I think once Plot gets to his, this is a fight. I remember this when I used to take care of stuff myself. I'm going to enjoy beating up this pompous a-hole.
Right.
And just pulling on his leku, his tail heads, his head tails. And I think at this point, the real question is, This is fight or flight for Ornfrieda, and he's not good at either.
No.
So, but I think Plot lets him stand up, because Plot knows he can take him.
Yeah.
And he wants to enjoy beating him.
Yeah.
So I think he lets Ornfrieda get up. And then the question is Ornfrieda, I think, honestly, I'm just going to cut right to the chase.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the question is, does Ornfrieda want to die fighting? Because I think he knows
that this
I'm,
might be
I'm it. Out here alone in the woods of Tokadana. This guy is he's stronger than me. He's faster than me. He is meaner than me. I got nothing but my pride and my anger and my desire to protect my fancy robes.
Yeah.
That's what I got on my side. I can't run away from this guy because he's going to catch me.
Right.
He's going to catch me. He still moves fast enough. So do I want to take my chances and just die fighting with honor? Or should maybe I even just stab myself?
That's an option, but I think he tried. Look, he's from Ryloth, and they're a proud race.
Yes.
And they do take some pride, and they're key to the rebellion.
Yes.
So some fighting would come in.
Yeah, he can tap. Orn Frieta can tap into his anger against the Empire. He can never stand up to Vader or the Emperor, but he can at least vibro-axe a plot in the face.
This is what we would call, in the parlance of our times and our galaxy, nerd rage.
Yes. He pushes his Leku out of the way so they don't get hurt, and then he's going to town.
I'm coming for you. And like two charging behemoths meeting in the middle, I think they charge at each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bam.
Boom. What happens after that, I'm not sure. When two forces of that nature run head on into each other, there's a chance that both of them are knocked out cold.
Oh, yeah. So you think it could be a draw? That they could...
Could be a draw, but I know we don't like to do that here. We like to go to a finish.
Yeah.
But I foresee it happening here. Go with me here, Joseph. I think it happens. I don't think they're knocked out.
No.
But they're both waylaid. Boom.
Okay. Bam! This is not an elegant fight. This is not spinning Jedi in elegant blades. This is two big savages. Their whole bodies are ugly, so it's just two big, giant, bumping uglies.
Yeah, there are some things that you don't want to see jiggling or smell that are going on here. There's some movement happening, and they're struggling. They run into each other. They're on the ground, and you know they're not out cold, but the fight essentially for me at this point is over.
So it's just one big. So there's a choke. There's a poke. There's a stand up, and then there's a running into each other.
Boom. And what is happening is it's not two men or creatures or aliens or whatever you want to call them. It's not two beings running at each other. It's two egos running at each
other.
Yeah. It is Plutt's overconfidence, which as we know can potentially be a weakness.
Yeah.
And it is Frieta's misplaced anger, which is it's his ego. His ego's been bruised enough in another arena that he's trying to work it out here. And as we know, that never works out.
No.
When you misplace and misdirect your ego in anger. So it is egos colliding.
Yeah.
And it is now egos on the floor. Just laid out. This doesn't smell pretty, doesn't look pretty. I think there's going to be a momentary pause in the fight.
Okay. And, see, here's how I think it ends up. I love this idea. It's very deep. It's very psychological, the idea of two ugly, ugly egos smashing against each other inevitably and then just have to get back up and try again. I think that Unkar has the upper hand. I think that no matter what kind of rage Orn Frieta can bring, that Plutt comes from a more vicious place. He has lived in discomfort. He can put up with discomfort for longer than Orn Frieta can.
Right.
So I think this is one of those brutal fights. I don't watch as much real world fighting as you do.
Sure.
But be it a boxing match or a wrestling match, one of those things where you can tell about 2 minutes, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes on for another ugly 10 minutes.
Yeah.
As you just watch the guy, the person, the alien, with more endurance, just wait him out. So I think that Plutt lets Orn Frieta just spaz out with a vibroblade and just scream out and yell about his feelings and whack and whack and whack. And Plutt's taking some damage on his big rolling chitinous arms.
Yeah.
But he's blocking it and he's just waiting for his moment.
He survived.
And then I think eventually he just says, well, I'm going to kill you. And I think a neck gets snapped. I think a big old Orn Frieta neck just gets I think both of those big old Unkar Plutt mitts come on either side of the Leku, and there's a big old twist.
Snap.
Yep. And goodbye, corn fritters.
And corn fritters falls to the ground. And then There's a pause. There's a heavy breath. Plot's looking around. And he kind of looks at the damage he's caused and looks at the turned over table and the food. And he says, I'm hungry. Fade out. We fade up to Maz Kanata's castle. Plot's sitting there eating, has his thugs around. Maz Kanata comes by, says, what are you doing here? You cannot be up to any good, Unkar. And he just simply says, I just secured a deal. That's all I'm here for. And now I want to eat. And then you fade out.
Nice, nice.
And Orne Freetah's dead.
The only thing that I would add to that is before Unkar left, he scavenged Orne Freetah's body for anything of value because his fancy robes are worth at least 60 portions.
Absolutely. So then backtrack a little bit. So Maz Kanata says, what are you doing here? I've seen so many eyes, Unkar. I look into your eyes and I do not trust them.
One of them might have a fork sticking out
of
it.
I'm here for a deal. I'm making a deal, securing some stuff. As she turns and walks away, she looks back at him and says, nice necklace. Where did you get that? And he says, I got it from your planet. I picked it up here.
From a friend. It's mine.
This necklace is mine. So that is our titanic battle. Really savage and in many ways very sad. Very sad. Mostly Data Bank Brawl is a very exciting show full of silly battles. And this is a silly battle, but it really came down to when you're in a fight for your life, what personal injuries can you use to motivate you to stay alive?
Yes.
It's really a lesson. This one's really a lesson.
Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. And if you don't have a choice, do your best. Another thing my grandma never said, but could have. So that is it for this episode of Data Bank Brawl. Please do send us tweets and with the hashtag Data Bank Brawl, let us know any sort of specific battle you'd like to see. And more importantly, let us know any individual combatants you would like to see, and we will smash them together, maybe even just literally like we did in this one. Maybe they will just run into each other, smash on the ground, and decide whether or not they even want to get up. You can expect all of that and much more on Data Bank Brawl.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.